All right, Shane McElrath, look, man, you're the 10th guy I've talked to tonight, so you can just start with how fucking gnarly this place was.
Dude, it was a Daytona like I've never ridden before, and it was honestly a lot of fun. I think because it kind of slowed down a little bit, and even with the rain, honestly, the rain made it, I guess, a little bit easier in a sense of, like,
slower.
It slowed it down because some of the jumps, it depended on which rut you hit on whether or not you made the jump. And so that part of it is really hard to judge. But then it's like tonight, everybody's doing the same thing. And that's where it's like, it was literally just a technical track and trying not make mistakes. Yeah. And it was, honestly, I had a lot of fun. I kind of got stuck and then I stalled it. I lost a lot of time, and then I was in no man's land.
Are you battling AC at one point?
Yes. That was the heat race, I think.
Really? Or maybe it was Chiz in the main. I thought it was either. Okay.
I had to pass Masterpool.
Okay.
But, yeah, I came. Like, by the time I got going, I was by myself.
Oh, okay.
And I caught, like, two guys.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just, I was by myself the whole time. So
It was Dirtworks built it, right, for the first time in a long time. But it was more like, did you like the change of Daytona from, let's say it was dry and not crappy. It was a different Daytona, even if it had been hard packer, right? Did you like that?
I think so. I like it once it kind of breaks down like that.
Yeah.
And it, I guess, settles everybody from pulling a big jump or like, hey, you got to do this for a fast lap or whatever. It's like my second qualifier out. It's like, dude, I just need to go do laps. Try and put the track together and get comfortable on it, and if you do all the rhythms, you have a decent lap.
Yeah,
so,
that's but really it, right? Like
exactly.
just jump the jumps.
Yeah, and it was weird because the track, I don't know if it's always like this, but the track was like built on top of the grass this year. Like I don't think they broke ground anywhere, and
it's usually a staple of Daytona, right? The big pits. Right?
Yeah, and I don't know. If with that not being like a solid base, it just didn't allow stuff to pack in. But it was weird. Like you could hit a line three times and then you'd have to move, and it just was that over and over again. And so I had a lot of fun. My result could have been a lot better, but my starts were good. And
congratulations, by the way, Tom Vial won tonight. The last time a KTM 250 won at Supercross was you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
KTM back on top. You were the last guy to do it.
Good deal. That's cool.
That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah. I never would have thought that.
Yeah, yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Shane.
Good deal. Thanks.